Do not ask for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for any of those suckers that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Let's talk sports with that guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Don't forget you can download the Cosmic Broadcasting app. Absolutely free for your Apple or Android device. I'm not going to charge you for that. You can put it one of two ways. Either A, I felt so good about it that I said, what the hell, I'm not going to charge for it. Or maybe I just missed the part that said, put in price here. Doesn't matter. You can pick it up 100% free of charge. 23 minutes past the hour. All right, guys. Class is in session. And we're talking all things National Football League. And who better to bring on than good friend of mine, located up north, up in the Denver area, maybe a little north, a little more north than that, probably Longmont somewhere. Either way, good country up there, and good football talk with my man Warren McCarty of My Passion Is Football. What's going on, man?
Man, it is good to be back on with you, Lynn. Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, no worries, man. And the minute I got you confirmed, I said the anthem of Austin. I got to put it on. I gotta put on Hell's Bells again.
Awesome, baby, I love it.
Oh yeah. So let's get down to business. You're a big football head, like everybody else, yep, that I know. What's your thoughts on the season so far? Just broad.
Broad thoughts are week to week. I'm glad I'm not gambler guy. Right. I'm glad I don't try to make a living off of this stuff in Vegas, because those guys have got to be so screwed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger thought is injuries. Big Lynn, I have never seen an NFL season with more key players across the board in the National Football League out with long-term injuries. It's just mind-boggling how many key players in the NFL are hurt right now.
Yeah, I get you there. I mean, especially when you look around, and it's not just one or two or three week injuries. We're talking half season, whole year, 10 games. I'm like, okay, so what's bigger in this spectrum, the injuries or two or three really big suspensions? Either way, both of those articles got the NFL reeling right now.
Absolutely, that's a good point about the suspensions as well. So I think right now, we're finding out which teams have really done a good job in terms of developing the bottom half of their rosters. You know, it's real easy to say, our starting 11 on O is dynamite. Well, what happens when four of those dudes are gone? You know,
yeah.
What are your second and third team guys look like, that bottom half of your roster? Now we're, I think, quickly finding out who has done a good job in terms of top to bottom personnel.
Well, and with that being said, let's go into your midseason grades. Again, the question of the day, what grade would you give your team as they approach the halfway point of the season? You can give me a call, 719-362-8852 or 8853. Google text line is open at 720-608-1580. I know Warren McCarty gets the joke within the last four numbers, yeah, of that text line. Take that, buddy. Anyway,
yeah.
I already got some people chiming in. Let's start with the fan base that you joined on air. Much props, mm-hmm, for that, by the way. The San Diego Chargers. What do you think about these guys? And if you were in class, what grade would you give them right now?
Give them a B. Mm-hmm. And again, this is one of those teams that has been decimated by injuries. I mean, it is mind-boggling how many starters on both sides of the football are out for San Diego right now. And it kind of came to a head in Miami last weekend with the blowout, shutout loss, but you find out real quick how valuable Danny Woodhead and their entire backfield being gone. You find out how important that is and how painful it is to have your all-pro center who decides to come out of retirement to play. You get one game out of the guy, and then he's gone. I'd give him a B, all things considered, but I am very curious to see how the rest of their season shapes up.
Yeah, definitely should be good. Let's stay in the AFC West, and let's just get this one out of the way, because with everyone that I've spoken to, it's been, oh, they get an A. Oh, they get an A-, and this, that, other. Sam Farnsworth of KKTV and coming here in Colorado Springs said, not so solid, but a B+. The Denver Broncos, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'll give them a B+. I'm kind of the same way. DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller and those guys have put up numbers. But everybody talks about, oh, this defense is so much. They're not a dominant defense. I mean, let's have real talk without orange-shaded glasses. They're not a dominant. They are not the Cardinals on defense, that's for sure. And I know people are like, oh, well, we rolled up the Cardinals. No, you rolled up Drew Stanton and Logan Thomas. That's who you rolled up, right? Denver is not dominant on defense, although they have, on paper, all the pieces. I mean, they're not dominant on defense. That bothers me. I'd say a B, yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with Sammy. That's a B.
Yeah, the main thing we stress here, folks, is that especially with your fandom, as I call it, you have to be able to put that aside and be as objective as you can. So no disrespect to any Bronco fans or Bronco absolute fanatics who want to give you boys A pluses and things of that nature. Hey, that's your opinion. But I think Dub hits on an excellent point. You expect the dominance out of this defense, and it hasn't happened.
No, not in any way, shape, or form. The numbers are there, but they don't force turnovers like you would expect, and the sacks kind of come at weird times. I'm not saying that they're not great, but, I mean, you think Pot Roast and Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, a healthy DeMarcus Ware, and all these cats in that front seven, that they, like, it should just be ridiculous. They should be, I mean, quarterbacks should be fearful, I guess, the 85 Bears, and they're just not, you know? They're just not.
Yeah, it's just something about it is just not there. Warren McCarty on the hotline with us. Let's talk about some teams that, in my honest opinion, are just hitting their stride. Let's go to Foxborough and talk about a guy, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, a guy that went on record in an interview and said, "When I suck, I'll retire." Uh-huh. And then right after the Kansas City debacle, a lot of people said, "He needs to go away." I said, "Pump brakes. It's called a bad day." New England
Pump
Patriots.
Brakes. Yes. Yes. Here's the thing that people, especially the fantasy football people, right? Just look at the numbers. You can't do that. Football's a real sport. It's played with real human beings. Gronk, you can't deal with Gronk, a healthy Gronk, for two reasons. He occupies the middle of the field. Okay, you can't man up with a linebacker, that's a mismatch. You can't man up with a safety, that's a mismatch. So there have to be two sets of eyes on him when he's healthy and running around in the middle of the field at all times. What does that do? That opens up the whole middle of the field for the guys who like to work the middle of the field: Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola. But when you have the middle of the field open, that gets you man coverage on the outside. Any receiver in the National Football League, if you give him 10 routes, he's going to win 7 out of 10 if he's got man coverage. He knows where he's going, the DB doesn't, right? So suddenly, all of a sudden, people are like, oh, wow, they've had this resurgence. They've turned it around. No, they got healthy. They got healthy, and they got their killer in the middle of the field. Killer might have been that's not an Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah,
right?
Shout out to the Attleboro gangster. It's all good.
He's working in the middle of the field, which opens up things for everybody and gets you man coverage outside. That's easy for a quarterback.
Absolutely. That squad, to me, is just hitting their stride. I believe another one that is just hitting their stride, and I know for a lot of people who know me, this may sound a little biased, but I'm being objective. Your grade for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, so I was ripping on Kevin Colbert before the season started. You know, a lot of people prior to the season were talking about Mike Tomlin needs to go. I'm like, hell no. Mike Tomlin's a phenomenal coach. Kevin Colbert's done a terrible job, because every time you turn around, there's some former Roethlisberger playmaker getting paid elsewhere, i.e. Emmanuel Sanders, i.e. Mike Wallace, you know, and go on and on and on. Right? And when Heath Miller's not in that lineup, well, who else you got to work the middle of the field? That middle of the field I'm talking about. Well, you got Heath Miller doing his thing. You got backup tight ends doing their thing. You got these young cats on the outside that are starting to develop, and suddenly Todd Haley's not the devil. And suddenly Ben Roethlisberger is worth a lot of money. And suddenly Mike Tomlin's a great coach. I got to give Colbert and those guys props. They didn't pay dudes that I thought they should have paid. They did do a good job going and getting replacements. Young cats are starting to flourish. I'm going to give the Steelers an A for perseverance and for finding young talent. The question, though, Big Lynn, in terms of big picture, at some point they got to stop doing that. They got to stop letting their best players leave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just can't. Okay, you got Miles Mike Wallace. Okay, you got Miles Emmanuel Sanders. What the hell would the Steelers look like if they had those two cats right now?
Ouch.
Ouch. Exactly. So I think at some point they do have to make a commitment to not run their organization on the cheap, pay their quarterback what he's worth, do like the Denver Broncos, find ways to pay your young talent and keep them in-house. But, man, I got to give them an A right now because they got young dudes that are feeling confident, and all of a sudden they're starting to ball. And I think also Mike Munchak has done a great job as their O-line coach. He's not getting enough credit because Ben Roethlisberger jerseys look real clean right about now.
Yeah, I give you that. I got a couple of guys chiming in on Facebook. D in Pittsburgh says C+. I'm not sure where he's grading, but hey, that's your honest opinion. He says C+. Josh, and check this out, Dub. Josh in Auckland, New Zealand, who's a Steeler fan, says B-. No excuse for that terrible Tampa Bay loss, losing to Cleveland and Baltimore the way we did, but the performance of the team the last three games and the fact that they're currently tops in the division gives them the current grade. So he says B-. You're about the only one that says, you know what? Hey, give them an A. And I would say a solid B+, but I know for a lot of people that were kind of hanging on the fence who just witnessed Ben Roethlisberger throw 12 touchdowns in two games.
Yep.
You're probably tipping the scales a little bit. So it's around that high B+, A range for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's stay in the central, and before we get to a very intriguing squad and a good post by a buddy of mine who's on Facebook right now. We watched the Bengals-Browns game.
Yep.
And the one thing I said on social media was Andy Dalton looks shook. He looks absolutely, I mean, third grade, about to fight a sixth grade bully. Shook. Mm-hmm. Looks bad. Yep. Your overall grade for the Cincinnati Bengals as of right now?
F. An absolute F. And I say that with the understanding that, yes, they've lost, you know, Tyler Eifert, and some of these cats are not healthy and might be out for the year. I get that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Green's been banged up. A.J. Green got dominated by a 4-6 corner. Joe Hayden physically dominated him the other night. That's not okay. Sanu, I don't know how many balls that dude dropped. That you can't drop balls in the National Football League.
Nope.
Those drop balls kill drives. And then Andy Dalton, just not, I mean, and they, I thought Bill Sims and Jim Mance did a good job of pointing out several times where Dalton had no open receiver to go to. I mean, that's, when there's nobody open, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do. But then there were also other times where he just flat out missed guys and just, I mean, it was just an awful performance by Andy Dalton. But all that being said, we came into this season talking about the Bengals' defense.
Mm-hmm.
And yet again, we're finding out Mike Zimmer was a pretty damn good defense coordinator, because these guys, they don't play the same style of ball, even though it's the same 4-3 alignment. Zimmer brought creative blitzes. They're not doing that. They were physical on the outside, even though they played a lot of cover two. Right now they're not. They're playing off soft. And I just think right now they're very predictable on offense and very predictable on defense. Despite some injuries, they're still a very talented team, and they're not playing up to par, so I give them an F.
Wow. Professor Warren McCarty on the hotline with us. Bad grade for the Cincinnati Bengals. Like I said in the game, I said, when's the last time you've seen that bad of an illegal forward pass? And I'm just going to leave it there. I'm just going to leave it there. That was
awful.
Pop Warner twerp division. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad. Let's stay in the division and let's talk about the team that, for a lot of people sitting there, say it's a surprise. Dayton DJ in Denver, who's a Cleveland Browns fan, he says A+. And I'll just give you the first part, my first part of what he said. He said, and here's why. When Josh Gordon was suspended, every expert on the tube said the Browns were done. Every one of them. This season, they've been extremely competitive all year and could have very easily been undefeated in the division. Two division losses by a total combined of 6 points and only one bad loss on the road at Jacksonville. Professor, what you got?
You used this term earlier. Pump them brakes. Okay? Hold on. Now, he does make a great point about Josh Gordon. Okay? They are limited in terms of the talent that's out there on the football field. You got old man Miles Austin still running dig routes and stuff for him. A, I want to see what it looks like when Josh Gordon gets back. Okay? Because I think that is going to be a boost. B, I do like the way they're playing defense. And Mike Pettine has... they've done a great job. But this whole let's christen Brian Hoyer and give him a $20 million a year contract and he's a franchise QB, hold on. Let's see this dude play a whole year. Okay? Let's also recognize that you got, I mean, he's an Andy Dalton with no hair. Okay? There are, this is what fans get caught up in that they don't realize sometimes. There are throws that Brian Hoyer physically not capable of making. That bothers me. Okay, as a QB guy, I want to know that my quarterback, we can call any route combination, we can set him up for success anywhere on the field, he can make all the throws. Brian Hoyer cannot make all the throws. There's a reason why three teams have cut him. Okay, there's a reason why he was not all galaxy at Michigan State. He's smart, he's steady, he makes for the most part really good decisions, but there are throws he can't make. That's A. B, you are not going to have long-term success in the National Football League completing 51-52% of your passes. Okay? Today's NFL, you got to be in the mid-60s or higher. You can't be 50-50 on every pass. They won the game the other night. They had 15 completions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I want to see what Josh Gordon looks like and what he has that offense. I think it'll certainly help Brian Hoyer's cause. But let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's see what it looks like at the end of the season. Right now, I agree with your boy on Facebook. I'd give him an A. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. There are some definite cracks in the concrete, so to speak. And I'm not sold on Brian Hoyer just yet.
Hey, like you said, it's a marathon and not a sprint. And just like the wall is mile 20 and mile 21, the wall for the NFL is around week 12, week 13.
Yeah.
That's when you start seeing guys start to wear out a bit. So, I'm with you on that one. Taking notes on that one, Professor. One more in the AFC, and you can stick around for the NFC, right?
Oh, for sure.
My man. All right, last one for the AFC. Who gets, in your opinion, out of these four teams, who has the best chance of improving a grade and who has the worst chance? New York Jets at 1-8. Well, I'll say three teams. New York Jets at 1-8. Jacksonville at 1-8. And Oakland at 0-8.
Oh, man. That's tough. Dang it. I'm going to go with Oakland simply because you got dudes fighting for their jobs.
Okay.
Right? Dennis Allen, gone. Mr. McKenzie, who I got a chance to work for, you know, when I was scouting with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Great dude. I think he's done a bad job in Oakland. I can't make a lot of sense out of what he's done. But I think they know new head coach comes in, heads roll. New GM comes in, definitely heads going to roll. So I think, hey, you got dudes that are going to be fighting like dogs out there on the field on Sundays in Oakland. B, each week, Derek Carr gets a little bit better. And C, they've kind of been competitive. I mean, they're losing, but they're losing close games.
Yeah.
So I think just out of desperation and, you know, the seat getting hot, because they know change is coming, I think the Raiders probably have the best chance. Jacksonville doesn't have the talent. Regardless of what happens with Blake Bortles, they're too banged up. They've lost too many guys. They have no skill weapons to speak of. And the Jets, it's just the Jets, man. It's a debacle. It's a debacle without a quarterback. So I'd say Oakland probably has the best chance of improving through the rest of the season, believe it or not.
As a good friend of mine with them that would describe anything else that's considered bad, New York Jets, dumpster fire. Complete
dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire. Hey, Doug, you said you'd stick around to do the NFC?
Absolutely.
My man, I'm going to tell him that we're going to take a break. The professor's online. I'm telling you, if you want to know your stuff and you want to be able to brag to your friends about knowing your stuff, you might want to tune into this next segment. Professor Warren McCarty, we're going to go in on the NFC hard. We'll be back. It's Talking Sports with That Guy.